Let's talk about Team USA.
Yeah.
How far do you think they're going to go?
Well, if it was up to my son, Orion, they'd go as far as Cameron Johnson takes them.
For real. He's been hooping, too.
That's his favorite player.
He is so excited.
He is hype.
What's up? Oh, I just met your uncle. It's Cam Johnson here from the Nets. Just want to say hello to you, buddy. Keep chasing your dreams, man. Working on your game. You got some good people around you.
How you doing?
Let it fly. Take one.
Welcome to episode 7 of Let It Fly. Before I introduce everyone and myself, I want to thank everybody for the support for our first 6 episodes. You guys have been insane. Thank you so much, and we love you right back. My name is Tin Gamboa, and with me are Gabe Norwood, Jared Dillinger, and Sol Mercado. Say hi, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey,
you want to say thank you? Because the support has been intense.
Of course. Thank you, guys. We appreciate all the love.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. We really appreciate you guys. Much love.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you guys. Hey, continue to get in the comments with us. We'll interact with you guys as much as possible. And we want you guys to feel a part of this family. So continue to support us. Like, smash the subscribe button, and get in the comments. We'll be talking to y'all.
Episode 7 is going to be all about the FIBA World Cup. We've been waiting for this for years, for months, and finally, D-Day is upon us. It is opening day today. How's everyone feeling?
Ooh. Did we all do that at the same time?
Ooh. Just excited, man. Yeah. It's international play here in the country again. Mm-hmm. Got some great talent coming in, even in terms of Japan and in Indonesia as well. So I think everybody's ready for the tournament to start.
Yeah.
I mean,
facts. Oh, what?
I'm excited. I'm hoping to catch some games live.
For free?
if somebody would sponsor me.
Come on, SBP. Can you give us somebody tickets?
Hey, I'll put my number out here if y'all want to sponsor me.
Right under your G-Cash.
Hey, them tickets ain't cheap. You want to be in a nosebleed.
They're not. No, they're not. But it's going to be worth it, right? This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Did you guys ever think, I mean, you all played for the national team. Do you ever think that this day would come, that we would host the FIBA World Cup, the biggest stage in basketball?
No. Of course they're going to do it when we're past our age. Gosh, man. Where did we play ours? Like in most chunks in China?
Oh, yeah. The FIBA Asias. And
I don't know, man. I'm just saying. Come on, guys.
Regional ones. Yeah.
We're happy, though.
No bitterness at all.
I say that all the time, bro. Yes. Like we miss out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because we're old as shit. Now, like the opportunity. But I guess we're like the grandfathers of laying
sure
the foundation
are.
Of stuff. But like
you
guys
over Tito and went straight to Lolo?
No, I mean that's what they call it, grandfather. But like we miss out. There's so much more opportunity now for like players and you know the Philippine basketball whole. As a whole is already opening up, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, yeah. So, but we miss out on that. But honestly, like, shoot, we all played in that All-Star game, right? During the lockout.
Oh, yeah.
When KD, all the NBA Kobe,
that was dope.
Kobe, all them dudes came out. Derrick Rose off his MVP. So we did get that opportunity. So
you guys did bring up that you were able to play with all these NBA players. Why don't we talk about the rosters that we're about to see?
Yeah.
There are a ton of NBA players coming to town. Luka's coming. My guy Giannis, unfortunately, is not coming. But there are so many of them. Why don't we go through the tops?
Yeah.
Who you think will make it to the next round? Let's go to that first.
Man.
Let's go through the players that they have in their rosters.
Well, I mean, just looking at it, you know, naturally there's the powerhouses, those consistent teams. But for me, I like the way Canada's constructed.
Yeah.
They don't have Jamal Murray and another player that's not playing in the tournament, but to have Shea, to have RJ Barrett, Dylan Brooks, Lou Dort, and then Kelly Olynyk seems to play on another level internationally as well. So I like what they have in place. They've done pretty well in their kind of tune-up games and things getting prepared for the tournament. So I like what Canada has going.
Australia's looking good as well.
Very true.
Right?
Yeah.
So many NBA players on their roster.
That's one of the teams I want to really check out. Like they have a load of NBA guys
Josh
on that team.
Giddey's a monster.
Josh Giddey's only 21.
Patty Mills is there.
And he's nice.
He's running the point for their team. He's really orchestrating everything. Mm-hmm. So they got, I think they got eight.
NBA players,
NBA players, correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Because what is that, Matisse Thybulle's there.
Uh-huh. But you got Xavier Cook and Dante Exum, Patty Mills, like you were saying, Joe Ingles. He's like my favorite.
Yeah.
He's the coldest.
He's the Joe.
Coldest
yeah.
white boy, though. He's so cool.
My guy.
But I think they're going to be good. Just like they won, I think, the bronze in Tokyo 2021. And they got a lot of good momentum. They kept the team intact. So I'm seeing them going to the next round.
And they have Coach Brian, right?
Correct.
Coach Brian from Bay Area. So, they're solid.
He's their
head coach. Oh, yeah, he is their head coach. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. He's nice.
Yeah, he's a great coach.
He's a great coach.
So outside of Canada and Australia, which is the team you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, besides Philippines?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Philippines and seeing what we can do on this stage. I'm not sure about, obviously USA is a good team, but Germany, I've watched some of their like tune-up games and they gave Team USA a run for their money. Mm-hmm. They got Dennis Schroeder, the Wagner brothers.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got Daniel Theis.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got not superstar level guy. I think Franz Wagner is a superstar though. Like he can play
Orlando, right?
Yeah. He was giving Paolo Banchero the business too. Like
he's good.
Yeah, they're teammates. So he was probably like, yo, I already know you don't play no defense, but he was going at him though. You could tell it was like Orlando Magic, like practice session.
Yeah.
But it's cool, man. Like I think Mo Wagner steps up to another level on international stage.
True.
Daniel Theis fits it perfect. Mm-hmm. And then they got a bunch of guys that just shoot the piss out the ball.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot leave them open. Like, threes left and right. Mm-hmm. They're just gunning. So, Germany, for me, is a team to look out for. I've watched Slovenia, and honestly, I was, like, hyped about them before because of Luka.
Yeah.
But I don't know why, but, like, the Luka teams, he's so ball dominant and everything relies on him. It's like there's a fall off. I don't know if it's winning basketball, to be honest. Kind of like James Harden when he was like that. There's always a fall off with his teams. It's like they should be winning some of these games that they're playing. Granted, it's just tune-up games. Mm-hmm. I would like to see what they're doing because I'm a big Luka fan. But, I mean, for me, they're kind of underwhelming.
We'll talk more about the tune-up games in a bit. But we did go through the NBA players you guys are excited to see.
Yeah.
Who are you the saddest about that won't be making the trip? Giannis is my obvious answer, right?
I mean,
we talked about Jamal. Nikola Jokic isn't coming either. Al Horford is not making the trip. Who are you saddest that's not going to be here?
Go ahead and start us off, though.
I mean, it would have been nice. I remember JD talking about Giannis big time to see him like kind of because, you know, he didn't like dominate the way he was supposed to last time out, so it'd have been nice to see him and see what he did. Jokic, I mean, a two-time MVP, to see what he would have done on that stage is crazy. But honestly, like all these big-time NBA stars that are sitting out, it like shows you how grueling a season is, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's to represent your country, and you know how many times do you get to play in this World Cup? You know, it's what, every 4 years, so it's like. It, for them to pass on that means like they're really focused on, you know, their mother teams in the NBA, which is crazy because if you look at us, we weren't getting breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially the guys playing on national teams. Like we're playing three conferences and that's all year round.
Yeah.
And we do not get those breaks. And then playing for the national team, that's a huge sacrifice out here because we don't have an off season.
Right.
So your off season is dedicated to Gilas, essentially. So that like shows you that these guys get 3 months off from an 80. Yeah, they play 82 games. We play all year round too, but they play 82 games. But that off season is huge for them,
which we
never got. So that, I mean, that's a big point that shows that these guys on Gilas, it's a huge sacrifice.
Yes.
Like, right now they have essentially this is like the first offseason I've been seen for the PBA that, you know, they got like a long time besides the PBA on tour. But like, that's a huge sacrifice that these guys are doing because their break isn't long at all, you know? So, you know, guys worried about injuries and stuff like that and overuse, you know, it's a big sacrifice. Mm. But yeah, man, like I said, it would have been cool to see Jokic and Giannis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, someone that Gabe touched on a couple episodes back is Wemby.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see how he was going to fare up on the international game. There's so much hype behind him, and there's this discussion that there are people already like him, like, you know, like Bobo and other guys that have this similar type game. So I just wanted to see him on the biggest stage to see if he can have that mental toughness to do what everyone expects him to do, carry his team type of vibe, and just like either shut up the haters or just show everyone like, hey, I am that guy. Mm-hmm. Like, because definitely, I wish he was in there.
If you were in his shoes, like knowing that you were going to enter, you know, your first NBA season and there's so much hype around you, would you have done the same thing? Or would you have used this as like a way to show the people, you know what?
No, yeah.
I'm number one for a reason.
I think after they evaluated the way he played in the summer league, I think it's a good move to focus on just the NBA season. It depends. Like, if he just destroyed that summer league where it just leaps and bounds and he had that confidence, like, man, I got this, y'all. Like, but I think, like, I think they did the right thing. Just focus on the league first, man. Get that mm-hmm. right. Help your team once you got everything carried after that.
Respect that.
Yeah. I'm the opposite. I mean, how old is he? 19?
Yeah.
Bro, you 19 years old. Like, go hoop. Like, you represent your country. Like, I mean, yeah, you got a mentality like you 19 and you get another chance. You're still young next time around, but you don't know if your team even makes it.
With the standpoint of their organization, like the San Antonio organization, looking at this like we don't want another Chet Holmgren.
I don't think it was San Antonio, bro.
You don't think so?
I think it was his camp. Yeah, it was his camp that was like, nah, like you're not gonna do it, bro. You're 19 years old. Like, go represent your country in the World Cup. Show what you can do on this world stage. Dominate. I mean, not even dominate. Like, go
help.
Go make winning plays out there for France, and then come back, and that will help you with your rhythm coming into the NBA season.
Facts.
That's where, like, for us, we don't know who's not necessarily calling the shots. You like to think the player is automatically in control of all of his decisions.
Yeah, for sure.
Whether it's advice from an agent or from family or from the organization.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm sure that's like a collective agreement that they came to. From a basketball standpoint, I'm sure Wemby wants to go play. Who doesn't want to go play in the World Cup? You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there's...
Ben Simmons?
Okay. Man, we ain't even talking about it.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of dudes that don't want to play for their country, that don't want to play basketball.
At 19 years old, you don't think a 19-year-old would want to go? I mean, okay, maybe not. Maybe not everybody, but just from... I got to watch Wemby in the summer league recently, and he looked
You were there in person,
who loved to be on the basketball court. And... I would like to think that's just his natural mentality. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to make decisions.
But do you think the Spurs organization would really say, hey,
who knows?
We really wish that you don't represent your country in a World Cup?
I would have said we don't know who's making the
final. That's true.
You know what I mean? How camps work.
Yeah, we can't assume.
And we're definitely not in this era where we have a bunch of camps making decisions for it. Like, we came out here, we're making our own decisions.
Yeah, I wanted to touch
anybody
on that.
Else.
Your journeys, let's go. I know we talked about this a few episodes ago, but like as a fan, I have a lot of questions in my head.
Yeah.
Like injuries wise, like did you ever think like, okay, if I do this, there's a big chance that, you know, not a big chance, but there is a chance that I could get hurt and this could impact my career. Was that ever in your mind? Or were you just, you know what? I want to play for my country.
I don't think it ever crossed my mind, to be honest. Like, it was just playing basketball. It was an opportunity that, like Saul was saying, you know, you're not going to get this chance all the time. There's no guarantees, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and it was something I always wanted. Who doesn't want to play internationally, represent your family, your country?
Yeah.
So for me, I never thought about the injury aspect or the longevity. I think it was a blessing playing for Coach Yang in our system where he played everybody in our minutes. It wasn't like I was playing the whole game, even in the PBA season. So, I mean, I guess I had a little bit personally. I was able to go play Gilas every year and actually play more minutes for Gilas than I was in PBA games throughout my time with the national team. So I guess that kind of made my decision easy to where it was just like, just keep playing, yeah. keep it rolling.
Mr. Perfect answer.
Yeah, that was a great answer.
No, I think that's
But real. That's sincere.
But let me ask you, Gabe, if you were on a multi-million-dollar contract and now money is an issue.
Are
like,
you saying rain or shine is a multi-million?
No, I'm just saying like that these dudes that are sitting out, they're on multi-million-dollar contracts. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I get it. But I feel like now that's something else making the decision. That's the money making the decision. Yeah. But that's you know what I mean? And that's okay. Like, you worked hard to make that money. Like,
yeah, but it's okay for that. I don't even think we get that opportunity because I think it's, again, like, our national team, it's like, you get that opportunity, you go. You play. That's an opportunity for us. You know what I'm saying? But I think if you turn down, you look horrible.
Yeah.
You look horrible, especially, I don't know if it's like a Filipino pride thing or what, but like, I'm sure if, let's say Paulo Banchero, for instance.
He got heat in
Italy. He got heat, but I could guarantee you, if he was born and raised in the Philippines or with Filipino bloodline and had an opportunity to play for Philippines and chose another country, he would get torched out here.
Facts.
He would get absolutely torched. And yeah, he did get a lot of heat, but I think it's just a different level out here. When you're out here and you get that call, you answer. Like, you like, yo, I'm a play. Like, okay, well, I'm gonna get this opportunity.
No second thoughts for you guys ever?
Well, you gotta think too, like, since our league out here in the Philippines, there is no players association. It's really a manager-ran league. A lot of the players know that if you can get on that national team, that technically just means more money for the players.
Facts.
Whether that's
leverage.
Yeah, leverage, resume building, brands, sponsorships. Yeah, so just getting on that squad helps you negotiate for contracts. So that's 100%. Definitely a part of it too.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're kind of hurt and you don't know if you can make it through because you're just, like you said, you're just kind of just strung out of all the season that you're playing. No, you still want to play.
Yeah.
Like, of course, it's an honor and it's a privilege to be chosen to play. And that doesn't take away from any of that. But I'm just saying, like, we all know it as players. Like, like, you get on, oh, I get more money. Cool.
Yeah.
Right. JD's a businessman.
He is.
I do this for fun.
It's a business.
JD got that business mindset.
There's
a
reason I've been here for 6 years.
I do this for Filipino pride. You know, they're like, no, you give me more money, I'll do it.
My 2 cents, just to double back on the actual question that was brought up. Rubio and Horford are high on my list. Just to see two guys go out internationally that have represented their country for a long time. Yeah. It would have been cool to see them play in one last World Cup.
Yeah.
Assuming that, you know, I don't know if they'll be brought in, if it's the Olympics going forward or future World Cups, it'd be cool to see them finish out. So I'll leave it with
that. Who's excited to see Cat play?
That should be interesting.
He's playing today.
Yo, he's different. Yeah. He's different on the internet. Like, I saw him play, I forgot who they played. I might have been Japan. Was it Japan? Somebody. They played somebody. I watched it. He literally has a neon green light. I'm not saying you don't have a green light, green light on in the on the Timberwolves, because you should. But he was literally 2 feet from the, as soon as he catches it, it was in his eyes. He letting it fly.
Did he make?
He letting it fly.
Did he make any guarantees? Because you know the thing about him is that he always makes these like statements that he's gonna do this and I'm gonna win this or I'm gonna be something. And it's gotten to the point where guys are like, man, just.
I think he's smartened up a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah. A little bit.
He's smartened up a little bit.
I wonder if he made.
What I don't like though, my bad, but what I don't like is that he's still playing on the outside, like even in an international
He's still shooting Mad Jays?
He's just shooting threes and stuff. Like, nah, he was launching threes from like.
Yeah, I saw some clips.
You saw it?
I saw some clips. They were dropping though.
No, they were
hitting. Were dropping though. He was hitting.
They were hitting.
Hey, yeah, I want to see him play. I want to see how he's going to play.
How do you think he'll do today against our guys?
I'm excited to see the matchup.
Who's going
to
guard him?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's going to guard him?
Who's going to guard him?
That's going to be interesting.
Was it AJ?
I mean,
AJ. Yeah, that's my guy, AJ. Or
Jappeth?
Jap.
Jap got his hand full, boy.
Jap.
Those are tough matchups altogether, no matter who you throw at him.
You know he got that Bo Belga pump fake.
That slow motion.
That Jappeth be falling for.
Jack, Jack, please don't fall for that. Our whole career, bro. Yeah. Our whole career.
You're going to have Cat doing it if it's going into the dunk.
Don't buy the pump fit because you either jump or you fallow. Every time.
If you're watching, Jack, this one's for you.
I've been with you for so long. I'm allowed to say this a little bit. Come on, Jeff.
He's probably watching on his way to the Philippine Arena. Jay, right. Traffic is probably horrible, so he could be watching this right now. Okay, I wanted to touch on this a little bit. So I'm a host, right? So when I want to go for a gig, I go for auditions.
Yeah.
So for you guys, for Gilas, it would be like pool. You start off with a big pool, right?
Yeah.
So when they trim the pool down until they get to the 12, are you guys nervous? What do you feel? Are you like, oh my God, I hope I get it?
Yeah.
What's the thought process like throughout the whole trimming process?
I mean, I think for me, like Jared and I were kind of similar in the sense that we're pretty versatile to where like we kind of had a feeling like, okay, we might not be at we could play like the 1, 2, 3. Coach Chot, somebody like to play small, so you know you had a chance to play in the 4. So it came down to like sometimes health, how so healthy the pool was. Hmm? No, I'm saying
that's flex right there. We were never worried because we played 4 positions.
Should I ever? Yeah, little guy over here. Little guy syndrome. Here we go.
Did I ever say that?
I'm worried. So he's not short.
I never said we weren't worried. I said it helped knowing that you had versatility. You had opportunities to fill different spots.
So. He flexing.
Okay, help. Okay, this you. Guy. Let's go to you then.
This guy, go ahead.
Let's see.
I never been part of no pool. I was just.
You weren't. It wasn't a pool when we went to Dallas.
Nah, when I was
I was in a part. I just got thrown onto the team to go to.
Nah, when I played with Ryko,
I didn't have to try out. I
at
just
that
got
time,
put on the
it
team.
Was only it was only three. No, for real.
You didn't try out. You just got put on the team.
I did, true. But
no worries, no nervous.
It was only 3 PBA players. I think it was like me, Kels, and someone else. So it was like,
and then Rondell and Ossie, right?
Oh yeah. So maybe four. Yeah.
Ronnie did.
But yeah, that team and then the Jones Cup team, it wasn't, I guess that was a pool.
Like
yeah,
a
that
pool.
Was a pool.
I feel like there was
that's
a pool.
That's when I was really. Giving
were you, like,
Matt Gainwell's the business.
That you were going to get in anyway.
Nah, I think at that point you just kind of like whatever, of course you want to be on the team, but you're thinking team first at that time. Yeah. At that point you just want whatever's best. You're trusting that the heads are doing whatever best for that team, for the Gilas team, because you represent the country. So you want, even when you don't make the team, you're still supporting them. You know what I'm saying? You're part of the preparation, all that stuff, you know? So, I mean, you're not, I wouldn't say nervous to not make the team, but it is.
You want to.
Yeah. It's nerve-wracking.
I never been a part of that to where I was part of the pool and didn't make it, but I could imagine like that would be like, kind of disappointing, you know what I'm saying? Hurt, you know, it would hurt me a little bit if I didn't.
I mean, I had that. I had that for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Like, I got, like, people don't know this very much, but I was supposed to be on the team for 2013, but then I got in that horrific car accident. So,
where you messed your hip up.
So, I was literally in the hospital while they won against Korea.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I never got to talk about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't really, I didn't have to, but.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah. And so, again, so where I'm going to piece this
all
together.
What happened? Okay, I don't know about the car accident. Let's talk about it.
No. So it was during the playoffs. It was the last conference before the World
training camp started.
So I was already in the Final 12. Like, we were all hooping. We played in the tournament before. I did well. And it was in the playoffs against Nebra. Of course, it's always in Nebra where I have all these altercations with. I just had a bad game. Had a bad game and like threw up a goose egg. And so went out with my family and then things didn't go the way I should. I didn't make it home. Got a car accident, right?
So you went and got drunk.
It was bad.
So you went and got drunk.
It was bad. Because we together to see him in the hospital?
What?
Did you guys?
I wasn't there.
Yeah, the national team guys went.
Yeah, we all went. That's what it was.
So the scary part was that when I first got in the accident, they're telling me like, you messed up your hip, you can never walk again. So I had to be in the hospital bed for about 3 to 4 weeks, embracing the, I can't walk anymore.
Wow.
So I had all the homies come through, like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like all the coaches come in, Chot, Coach Norman Black, all coming through, like, sorry, man, hey, we love you. Yeah. So fast forward to the World Cup, I make a recovery.
Yeah.
Doctors, hey, you can walk, our bad. You can walk now.
Oopsies.
Sorry.
You said our
typical. They hit you with a joke long.
Joke long.
Yeah, right? Hey, when I found out the second they told me I could walk, I was livid. You know how mad I get? My voice changes and I get all pissed off.
Yeah, when you cuss me out the other time.
Yeah, exactly. Huh? Sorry. But my bad. Yo, I jumped out of the hospital bed and I had my gown on and I had like thing connected to me and I'm just walking down the hospital hallways like, get me out of here. Get me out of here. I don't want to be here anymore.
Turning to Karen.
Just turned up. The whole time I was just, you guys made me believe I can't walk anymore. So how funny is that?
I'm
standing up, checking out myself like, oh shit, I could walk.
That's crazy.
Right? So I get put back on the national team.
In the pool, yeah.
For the pool. Oh. But then made it to the very end. Right after our Dominican Republic game.
In Spain, yeah.
It was either me or Gary DeVitt. That was like kind of the last one. Yeah. So coach had to talk with him, talk with me. And
how does that go?
Oh, that's what sucked. It hurt. It really hurt. Because it was like one more player in. They had my whole family there.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's a thing that happened on our national team where with no tickets
if you weren't on the final 12.
So there were games I couldn't even watch and my family couldn't
watch.
Crazy.
Oh,
and we're just outside the arena and, you know, I can't say anything. I'm here. It's cool. Be grateful. But it was a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
And I'm in my prime at the time, too. So I wasn't like a wise OG that you embrace
Aslam
the age.
Kind of guy.
No, I was in my prime, so I was really like, dang, man, dang. Man.
That would have been crazy if
it's tough.
They would have made you and Gary just play one-on-one real quick.
I watch American Idol.
I'm a big American Idol fan.
Huge.
And sometimes they bring in two. What? The cuts, they bring in two. They bring in the last two, and they're like, we only have one spot left. You guys have to have a sing-off.
See,
they'd be like, yo, you guys got to play one-on-one.
No, man. See, Gary's cool because, see, me and Gary, we're teammates on Morocco
at the time.
Oh, okay.
So we were like the 1-2 punch on that team. Like, we were super cool. So, I mean, it made it easier in the moment because we're literally cheering each other on. Like, hey, man, I hope you get it, bro. And he's telling me the same. I hope you get it, dog. Like, it was.
And this is sincere.
Yeah. Super sincere. Like, we were so close. We're like, when I choked out Calvin and Bravo, he was the first one to try to punch Calvin.
Slide that in there.
No. If you watch the episode, he's the first one to run up. And
I just realized literally 15 years later, I rewatched a video where you choked me out.
Gary DeVitt.
Gary came and elbowed me. I didn't even feel it though.
Yeah.
I didn't even feel his ass. But he came and elbowed me in the back of my. Dog, did you see that? If I'd have known that, I would have.
Dog, I'm telling you, me and Gary on the national team, we did everything together.
Like, that dude's a freaking clown.
Me, him, and Ronnie Dell. We did everything.
Him and Ronnie Dell, bro. I was on the national team with them too.
Dog.
They are comedy.
Everything to this day, man. I love you guys.
No language barrier.
You guys are the best.
Oh, they're
no, there is a
language
barrier.
That's what makes it funnier.
That's what makes it even better.
So, in behalf of fans like me, thank you for all the sacrifices you gentlemen have made for Gilas. I hope you guys know that you. All the efforts, super appreciated. You will all be forever loved and remembered. So thank you very much for that. Now let's go back to the episode, okay? Enough about you guys. Let's talk about Team USA.
Yeah.
There were a lot of names that we were hoping to see that we're not going to be able to see. But this team is still looking pretty solid. How far do you think they're going to go?
Well, if it was up to my son Orion, they'd go as far as Cameron Johnson takes them.
For real. He's hooping too.
That's his favorite player.
He's so excited.
He is hyped that Cam is here in the country. So that's like my only task for the next 10 days is to try to see.
To introduce them?
If I can get an intro somehow. So, Cam, if it comes across your path, just go ahead and shoot me a DM and we'll.
No, this kid,
it out.
This kid right now, Cameron right Johnson, he thinks you're better than MJ, bro.
Yeah.
Like, straight up. He's delusional. But you were like the greatest player to ever walk the earth.
I hope offenses.
I really do hope so.
He needs an intro.
I do hope so. But yes. I like the way the team's constructed.
I do too.
Just in terms of role players.
It's a good balance.
Outside of, you know, we've all watched before the tournament, basically Anthony Edwards kind of evolved into this kind of superstar team leader type of guy.
Yep.
But you have guys like Mikal Bridges. You got Tyrese Haliburton that
I'm excited for.
I like Haliburton a lot. Mm-hmm. So just the pieces that they have and the coaching staff that they have is kind of ideal to put it all together.
Yeah, I agree. I think having Brunson and Ant as their 1-2 punch, they got a lot of versatile wings that you just said, including you know, Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves.
You can put him anywhere, and that dude could hoop. So I think they do got a great makeup.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised to see them in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Like, not at all.
Think they can go all the way?
I think they go all the way. Honestly, just from watching them, I think they're hungry. Like, they got a bunch of hungry guys over there.
Yeah.
I like, Gabe mentioned, I like Haliburton.
Yeah.
He runs that second team. I mean, he went off just last game when they hitting some threes, and Anthony Edwards is a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's stepped into like, okay, y'all want me to just kind of take over this team, like be the Kevin Durant, be the Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When we need a bucket, I'll get it. He's taken on to that role. And then they got Jaren Jackson that just defends the hell out the rim and runs the floor. I see they dumping it down to him sometimes when he has mismatches with left hook. So I think they have, like JD and Gabe said, like a great balance of hungry guys, not a bunch of just superstars put together. Yeah. It's a lot of guys. Cam Johnson comes in, stretches the floor, runs the floor.
O goes wild
for real.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised too if we're like, our fans like are really rooting for Team USA, just because for one, they got Coach Spo over there.
Yeah,
you know, we're all about any Filipino in the league, so we're gonna have that. I wouldn't be surprised, right?
Yeah.
If we would see something
that's
like that.
That's the second favorite, 100%.
Yeah.
That's the second favorite.
For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. It's not a clear path for them.
Not at all.
It's not a clear path. Who do you think would be their biggest obstacle?
I like Canada because they got a lot of pros.
Yeah.
Germany, Spain.
I was about to say, we haven't even touched on Spain or France.
Yeah.
Or France. And France is showing they had.
Spain. This is a conversation.
Spain.
Yeah.
France. Like, Rudy Fernandez is one of my favorite international players ever.
He's still
old. He's
nice,
bro.
He's
still
balling.
He's there.
He's
so there.
Nice. They got Bo.
Yep.
Yeah, Bo, right? That's his name, Bo.
Herman Gomez.
Yeah.
The brothers.
Bo from Hustle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bo.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards is going to give him a bucket, though.
Oh, I hope they have that interaction.
That would be sick.
That would be kind of sick.
They were guarding each other in a tune-up.
Yeah.
It was pretty close.
So would it be shocking if someone else other than Team USA won?
Not at all.
Not anymore.
This is the world now, right?
Yeah.
What about Dark Horse? Do we have a Dark Horse
team
into the Final Four?
Into the Final Four? I mean, I feel like there's like a solid 6 to 8 teams that wouldn't be a surprise. So the dark horse would have to be like even further back. Like,
I think Dominican Republic.
Like a Bahamas?
DR.
Dominican Republic. They got some dogs over there.
They can play. I like Lester Quinones over there too.
Yeah.
Lester,
they got some dogs over there. They got some big dude that shooting threes just like Cat.
Yeah.
I always felt like Dominican Republic, they play just like Filipinos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
when we played them. When we played them.
Freaking cheap. Guys,
got that. That's another story too. I don't know if we shared that one.
Hey,
that tune-up
so
was interesting.
Fights against that.
Yeah, I don't
squad.
Think the game ended, right?
Like, no,
you got
it didn't.
The fight in Spain. Yeah. And
Gary DeVitt, the double hit with the triple elbow in the fist.
Bro, this was
dumb.
Gary DeVitt, his elbows, boy.
It was wild.
You guys, that's different.
But shoot, even Gilas, man, if they can get out of their group, that's it's tough. What is it, top two in each group?
Yeah.
Is it top two make it
top
out?
Two, yep. Yeah.
So what, DR?
Italy.
Angola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tough, but man, momentum, home court.
Yeah.
I think
crazy things
could
happen.
Not impossible.
We got it.
Crazy things could happen. Maybe I'm not saying stretch it all the way to the Final Four, but to get a taste of a win and know you can do it early in a tournament and ride that momentum.
Just one, bro. One.
That's your best chance.
One.
Two,
one
will boost do better than the last
four. I'd say Angola.
Angola.
Just get two.
Angola.
Or even DR.
We gotta level up.
I just said they're a dark horse, but yeah.
No, but seriously.
Make up your mind, Saul.
No, they're beatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're beatable. Sure.
Please get two.
Italy's wins, tough.
Bro.
Italy's gonna be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Italy's gonna be there.
Please get.
JD's praying on the side.
We just gotta level up.
I know.
If we can just get two.
It could happen. Have you guys been keeping tabs on the tune-up games?
Mostly Gilas, to be honest.
Thoughts on what you've seen so far?
I mean, I know, I don't think Jordan Clarkson had played in the last one against Mexico, which they kept close. I think they only lost by 7 points. Mm-hmm. But to know that he played against Montenegro, yeah. I know he showed out and played well. Granted, they lost the game. But
didn't he just play one quarter, though?
Something like that, a half.
One quarter? 36 points?
I think he played like a half or so.
Oh, I thought there was one game that he only had like 13 points in the first quarter I saw. And then I think that was all he played.
Can we talk about that game for a bit? So JC had 26 points. And then who had 13? So the next
Scotty
scorer was it Kai? But
Kai, Scotty.
How do we feel about that? Very ball dominant guy.
I mean, that's what he's there for, though.
Yeah, he's like a scorer.
He's been proven to be a bucket, and he seems to get better every year at specializing in what he does. That's why I feel like it's exciting to see how the construction of the team is, be able to have guys still maximize their talents around them, but also find ways to get Junmar involved, who's been killing in all the tune-up games and everything like that. He's still stamped his presence internationally, being highly efficient. So, I mean, I'm excited to see how it all plays out in terms of spreading the wealth, but also being smart and getting the guy the ball who needs to, you know, be taking shots.
I've seen that dude single-handedly carry the Jazz to wins just by off his scoring. Like, honestly, you get to have one of those crazy-ass games where he just snaps and stuns one of them teams, like, for real.
I mean, JB, he was saying it, right, in our last episode, like, he's
Top 20 scorer.
Best scorers in the league.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's JB just wouldn't say that for nothing.
Yeah.
So how about this? Which group stage game are you most excited to see?
I mean, I think the one with the most buzz when the schedule came out was USA Greece. Mm-hmm. Just anticipating,
Giannis
and the Team USA roster being filled of superstars. But for me, I'll go with, I mean, a game that we talked about already with Gilas and the DR tonight. Like, mm-hmm. I think the opening day game for us here in the country sets the tone, you know, kind of whether, you know, win or lose, it's the way the game is played and kind of how our momentum carries throughout the rest of the tournament. So I think that's circled on my list.
I guess for me, I want to see France and Canada, like two super packed teams, a lot of talent. Who's going to win with their type of style? So I've been looking forward to just seeing Canada play because they have so much hype behind them. And you can tell that they're really going to try to go for the whole thing with this. So for them, like, I'm going to be watching them the whole time. So I want to see how they do.
Can you imagine like a SGA and DeColo? Right? Like, that's going to be a good matchup. That's a good matchup.
And they're so different. Their style of play, it's so different.
That's a good matchup right
there. Their coach is the Sacramento Kings assistant coach, too.
Okay.
Yeah, he's their head coach.
That's cool.
But for me, man, I've been saying it, Germany and Australia. Like, I really feel like Germany has a good chance to be there at the end against Gilas. That'd be dope, though. That would be sick. But, yeah, I mean, if I'm really excited to see what you know, Dante Exum, Garden, Schroeder, and what those guys can do with Giddy and playing against the Wagner brothers. I think that would be dope.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Easiest answer would be to say Gilas, of course, because we want to see them go Gilas all the way. But Fearless Forecast. It's the easy answer. It's let's go, you know, deeper.
Sure.
Who do you think is going to win it all?
Gilas.
You ain't set me up with this. Gilas.
Okay, I got one. I think Australia. I think they got a chance. I think they got a chance to go up there, man. I think they do. Their coach, like I said, like, he's the Bay Area Dragons coach. Like,
they could have beat it ever.
That dude. He had to.
This dude. Great.
God, it could have beat it ever. What does that mean? They took us game seven. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's true. Wow.
They're going to beat Team USA.
Mind you.
Oh, my God.
Panera in the country.
Hell yeah.
Someone, they got Kobe Bryant. They're going to win it all.
Hey. Let's see. What team is your team?
You can't say Coach Bryant. Hey, that's a reason they're going to win it, dog.
He's a smart coach.
He's a good coach.
I'm just saying, it could be Panera. They got Coach Tim. All right, then. Just saying. Shout out,
so I'll just answer the question.
Fearless Forecast. Yes. Gilas. I already said Gilas.
See,
Oh, besides Gilas?
Yes.
All right, Gilas.
Good God, Solomon.
Nah, Team USA. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
She said,
Ant-Man,
fun.
Come on, bro. Ant-Man. That's fun and smart.
Fun and smart.
You said, Brian, I can go with.
Gabriel,
you don't,
save me.
Fun and smart.
Listen to directions.
This guy.
He said, let's have fun.
Coach Brian. Pick.
My fun and smart pick. I'm going to go experience. I'm going to go with Spain. A team like Spain,
God, that's
somebody
good
who's been there before. They figured out international play and got a lot of talent around them as well. So I'll go with a team like Spain.
That's a game.
So if anyone else
answer.
Wins outside like of the guys they mentioned,
what is
feel
a game
free to laugh at these goons. Okay. So right after we tape this, I'm going to head on over to the Philippine Arena to support our Gilas boys. Woo. Very, very excited to do that. You called yourselves like the grandfathers of Gilas, but you're more like kuyas, right? Like I said, traffic going to Philippine Arena is going to be really bad. Some of them might be watching this on their way there.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you give a message to our Gilas boys right before the FIBA World Cup?
Yeah, man. Puso. Like, represent that Filipino pride. Good luck. Prayers for, you know, hedge of protection to stay injury free.
Yes.
Represent us well. And best of luck, man.
Yeah, facts. We're all behind you. Everyone, the whole country, everyone that's played on the national team from now till when we started, everyone's so proud of you guys. And we have so much love and joy when we think about our national team. So we're with you 100%. Good luck. And can't wait. We can't wait for this to start.
Yeah. And definitely just to kind of piggyback on what everybody said, just extremely, extremely proud of the 12 that are out there. And everybody that sacrificed, the whole pool, coaching staff, utilities, ball boys, support staff. It takes a village to kind of build a family around this whole experience. So I look forward to supporting from a distance, looking forward to some great competition and nothing but prayers and support from the entire crew. So good luck.
Again, to the Gilas 12, to the coaching staff, everybody with and behind the team, we are supporting you 1,000,000%. We thank you for all the sacrifices and we wish you guys the best. To my fellow fans, let's go ahead and support our team. Go to the venues, make them feel your love on social media. Again, this is a huge sacrifice that they're making for the country, and let's let them feel our love, just like how you made us feel your love. Once again, thank you for all the support throughout the past several episodes. We have so much more to give. We cannot wait for you guys to see our next guest. That's it for episode 7 of the Let It Fly podcast. We'll see you guys again in the next one. Bye, everybody.
Get out them shadows.
Shadows. Shadows.